Hello, my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you just how much power is packed into that short greeting.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
Let me tell you where the seed thought came for this episode. I was reading in 1 Thessalonians, not a very long book, just 5 chapters long, and then 2 Thessalonians is only another 3 short chapters. But as I was reading through there, and I was reading in the New International Version, I kept seeing this phrase, brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters. So I went and I looked it up, 1 and 2 Thessalonians in those 8 short chapters, 26 times Paul uses this phrase, brothers and sisters. Now, in the Greek language, it's just one word. It's the word adelphos. But here's what I love about the way that Christianity took this word and did something with it. Now, here's the literal definition of adelphos. It would mean if you and I shared the same biological parents, we would be called adelphos. We're together. We share a family lineage. We have these connections to our biological parents. Over time, the word would expand a little bit, and it might be something like this. Well, you're my cousin, so, you know, maybe it's your dad and my mom are siblings, and so you and I have some of the same genes, at least, in our system, so we're part of the same family tree. We could use that word adelphos for ourselves as well, and then it would expand a little bit farther. But there was always meaning some sort of connection somewhere. Where are you going to make that connection to be able to call somebody adelphos? But right after the birth of the church, the Holy Spirit falls on the day of Pentecost, and on that first sermon that's preached on that day, 3,000 people recognize Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as their Messiah. They give their lives to Him. And from that point on, things began to change. All of a sudden, people started setting aside differences that they had had before. Males and females would get together. Jews and Greeks would get together. People from different nations would get together, and they were finding a common bond in what? Their relationship with Jesus. And that's what Jesus talked about. He talked about us having one Father. Even when he taught us to pray, he said, when you go to pray, you can pray, Our Father. Jesus was including himself in that. In fact, the writer of Hebrews says that Jesus wanted to become like us. He wanted to be adelphos with us, which is the reason why he became incarnate. He was born in human flesh so that he could identify with us. Since we were made of flesh, he wanted to become a part of flesh as well, so that he could truly call us brothers and sisters. And when we place our faith in him, then it brings us into a common family. Now, I went through and looked every one of the epistle writers. So starting with Paul in the book of Romans, all the way through the book of Jude, every single one of the books uses adelphos with just 2 exceptions. When Paul's writing to his friend and co-worker Titus, that short little pastoral book, there are no references there. And then John has 3 letters that he writes, also all 3 of them very short. 2 John has 0 times that adelphos is used. But when you take all of the other ones from Romans through Jude, 165 times that word adelphos is used to say we are all a part of this together. The other thing that you will notice in the New Testament, and I've pointed this out on several occasions, is that the word saint is never in the singular in the New Testament. It's always plural. Saints, I need you. You need me. We're in this together. So when you come up to somebody and you say, hello, my brother, hello, my sister, when you greet a group of people and you call them my brothers and sisters, I want you to have in mind, you're calling them adelphos. You're saying, we're in this together. We have each other's best interest at heart because we are connected through the blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary that made it possible for us to go to God as our Father, with Jesus as our elder brother who made it possible for us to come there. You know, one other place that that word brothers gets used is people that have served in the military together. They will refer to those people that have been in the heat of combat with them as their brothers. And that's where we are as well. No military man wants or woman wants to go onto the battlefield all by themselves. They want to go in knowing that they've got somebody on their left and their right. They got somebody that's watching their back. They've got somebody that is there that they can call on for support. And friends, it's the same thing for us as Christians. We've got brothers and sisters in arms, brothers and sisters that are standing there helping us, watching our back, cheering us on, picking us up if we stumble, encouraging us to keep on going, being the iron that sharpens iron that brings out the best in our lives. So don't separate yourself. Don't try to go it alone, but get with other Adelphos. If you don't have a local church where you are regularly fellowshipping, I encourage you, please find that church. Find that group of Adelphos that you can spend time with. They need you and you need them. Stay in touch with people, and not just on Sunday mornings, but as this first church did, and you read about it in starting in the book of Acts chapter 2, start at verse number 42 and go forward from there. And you'll see that the Adelphos, the saints, the brothers and sisters, they did everything together. They weren't solo, but they looked out for each other. Find that group of Adelphos. Support them. Let them support you and see what a difference it makes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.